This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended a memorial service on Saturday to commemorate seven senior Interior Ministry officials killed in a helicopter crash this week. It was a fresh blow to a nation already grieving its many war dead. Another seven people were killed, including one child, in the crash. Officials are still investigating the cause. Later, Zelensky remembered his colleagues in his nightly video address, saying, "Every day we lose people from whom we will always remember and regret that we cannot bring back." Canada's foreign ministry says the government of Cameroon and some separatist factions have agreed to begin resolving a conflict that has killed more than 6,000 people. Canada is facilitating the process. It said the parties have agreed to form technical committees to begin work on confidence-building measures. The armed conflict, which began in 2017, stems from a perceived marginalization of Cameroon's English-speaking community by the French-speaking majority in the Central African state. At least six people were injured Saturday in two blasts in Jammu, the principal Indian city in a region disputed by neighboring Pakistan. This ahead of the arrival of Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi on a cross-country march. Police said the blasts hit Jammu's transport yard in the Narwhal area. Security has been tightened ahead of Gandhi's arrival, which is expected on Monday. Thousands have joined his march, which is billed as a march against hate and division. It aims to turn the leftist Congress Party's fortunes around after its drubbing by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party in 2019. More on this story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands of protesters took to the streets again in Peru's capital as they made clear they refused to stop demonstrating until the country's president, Dina Boluarte, resigns. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Police fired volleys of tear gas after standing watch over protesters that had been blocked into the downtown streets of Lima. The demonstrators appeared to be more organized than the previous day, and they took over key roads in downtown Lima, waving flags while chanting. Many of the protesters had arrived from remote Andean regions, where dozens have died amid unrest that has engulfed large portions of the country. In Arequipa, Peru's second city, police clashed with protesters that tried to storm the airport. The unrest began after Pedro Castillo, Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background, was impeached and imprisoned after he tried to dissolve Congress last month. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the United States, illegal border crossings surged last month, with December posting the largest number of President Biden's term. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Authorities say a surge in Cuban and Nicaraguan arrivals at the U.S. border with Mexico in December led to the highest number of illegal border crossings recorded during any month of Joe Biden's presidency. The extraordinary influx came shortly before Biden introduced measures on January 5th to deter Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Customs and Border Protection said Friday U.S. authorities stopped migrants more than 251,000 times along the Mexican border in December, up 7% from November and up 40% from December 2021. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran's troubled currency fell to a record low against the U.S. dollar on Saturday amid the country's increasing isolation and possible European Union sanctions against Tehran's Revolutionary Guards or some of its members. Ties between the EU and Tehran have deteriorated in recent months as efforts to revive nuclear talks have stalled. Iran has detained several European nationals, and the bloc has become increasingly critical of the violent treatment of protesters and the use of executions. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Saturday helped kick off a new rural electrification panel in Senegal that will bring reliable power to 350,000 people while supporting some 500 jobs in 14 U.S. states. Yellen traveled to the site of the project led by Illinois-based engineering firm Weldy Lamont as part of a three-country trip to Africa that aims to expand U.S.-African ties and address challenges such as climate change. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.